Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is truly our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we are very glad that you're listening in today and are grateful for your continued support of Adoption Focus. I have been looking forward to today's podcast for a few weeks now because we are talking to Adoption Associates retired executive director, Jane Barman. And I want to just welcome Jane. Welcome, Jane. Hi. Thank you for being on the podcast today.
Good morning, Jennifer. It's great to hear your voice again.
You too. And today we get to hear you a bit reflect upon your career, which hopefully is equally as exciting for you as it is for us. Jane, you began your career with Adoption Associates 25 years ago, and you were the executive director of the agency for 14 years. And during your tenure as the executive director of Adoption Associates, there were obviously trials and tribulations, as is common for many adoption agencies. And so today, I wanted to see if you could get us started by sharing some of the achievements that you had the honor of being a part of in the agency during your years as our executive director.
Well, Jennifer, it's always exciting to talk about the highlights of my years as Adoption Associates. Particularly, one of the real achievements or highlights, as I prefer to refer it to, is about, I would say, the 2004, 2005, maybe even the 2006 years, we reached a high point of the most children placed through the agency. Domestic was really going strong, and our international programs were really going strong at that point, too. We'll get into it later, I think, about how a dip occurred soon after that because of the economic situation. Mm-hmm. But that is always a really high point when I think about how many families we were able to bless with a child, either domestically or internationally. I guess another achievement that comes to mind right now is our fundraising capacity that we've kind of started at least during my tenure as executive director. We really kind of bumped up our capacity to do some fundraising, and we started our galas, and they have become very popular now. We do one on the west side of the state, and we also do one on the east side of the state. And for several years in a row, we brought in a lot of funding through those galas and through our other fundraising activities. And those events really helped out when it was needed most, particularly during that economic downturn. The fundraising events are a tremendous amount of work and take a lot of energy, but they really blessed us in helping us get through those tough times.
Absolutely.
If I had to think of another achievement or highlight, I was very pleased with our international programs. During that time in those earlier years, we were able to open programs in Nepal, Haiti, Ethiopia particularly became a very large program. And after a number of years working there, we were even able to open a, a home for children where we cared for children in between the time they came out of the orphanage and before they went into the adoptive homes. So the home was called Jane's House. It was named after me. So that was a real blessing in my life too.
Of course it was. That's fantastic. And those are all things that I fortunately was a social worker and employed by Adoption Associates and witnessed many of the things that you just spoke about, Jane. But kind of a little bit of a harder topic to talk about, but being realistic about this is to talk about the disappointments as well and some of the difficult times. You hinted a little bit about that as you were just speaking, but can we talk about that a minute and hear from you about your thoughts and feelings and what you viewed as maybe some of the tougher times and the struggles that the agency may have gone through?
Sure, absolutely. Unfortunately, I do remember those times too. It was about 2008, maybe a little bit before that, and then 2008 was the toughest year, and then but we all know, you know, we had an economic downturn here in the United States, and it affected adoption as well as affecting many other areas. And those were some really, really tough years. Adoption kind of took a downturn as well. Families were at a point where they were simply not able to afford adoption. Even birth mothers were surprisingly not planning adoption for their babies, and it was some really tough times there. When I think back about those times, and we had to do some significant layoffs of our staff during those times, or if we didn't do layoffs, we did some wage freezing or even some wage deductions. And as I look back on that, those were probably the toughest times for me because we had outstanding staff. And for me to have to say goodbye to some of them was extremely difficult. Soon after that, the international program started to decline too. The Department of State of the United States just was not pro-adoption. And that was so disheartening to the adoption agencies in the country. They put into place some regulations that were just so strict and so hard to reach that the international programs just started to decline and countries closed their programs. And then wasn't long, and along came Russia, and they suddenly closed their program to the United States completely. And about that time is when our international program started to decline.
So that was a lot. I mean, between 2008 and then a couple of years thereafter with international and domestic. So when did you see things begin to change in terms of adoption and Adoption Associates?
Well, that's a good question. I would say about 2011, 2012, things began to gradually come back again. And they have not reached their fullest potential yet. They have not reached where we were in 2004. But gradually, domestic is coming back up again. Honestly, the international programs have not improved. Things continue to be very difficult. The regulations are just impossible. And when the Department of State of our own country are more or less anti-adoption, it makes it extremely difficult to help those millions of little orphans that are stranded in those other countries.
It's a very, very disheartening situation.
Very, very.
What, Jane, would you say were some of the goals of the agency that were reached during your time as executive director or things that were real important to you? I don't know whether they were actually a goal or not, but some direction that you had that you saw come to fruition. Can you share that with us?
Sure. Sure. Well, one of them I've already mentioned, and that was the fundraising. And, you know, after going through that economic downturn, we really needed that capacity so that we could continue to carry on while our numbers were low. You know, another really thing that was very dear to my heart during my tenure as executive director was being able to place kids with special needs into loving, stable homes. And mm-hmm. We placed a number of those kids, and that was one of the greatest joys for me, to be able to find just the right family for a specific child that was coming our way. It didn't happen often, but, you know, every once in a while we were notified of a child that had some really significant issues, and it was just very, very joyful for me when we were able to find just the right family. Another really exciting thing for me was when we were able to place children into the homes of our own employees. That, you know, we've had over the years several employees who were adoptive parents, several employees who were childless when we hired them, but then over the years they also adopted. And for instance, I have one family that lives real close to me right here in my local area, and they have three adopted children through our agency. She was an employee of ours for a number of years. So that is just so rewarding for me and exciting now to watch those little girls grow up.
So I'm sure that is very special for you to be able to see firsthand. So,
yes.
Jane, what do you attribute AAI's continued growth? That we are, you know, we talked about those years that were really tough and then kind of continuing to grow from there, beginning in 2011 or 12 when we saw a turnaround. You know, AAI is a respected agency and a leading adoption service provider in Michigan, and I'm interested in hearing from you what you attribute that to.
Well, that's an excellent question, and yes, I do believe that Adoption Associates has a very, very good reputation, not only in Michigan, but throughout the country. We partner often with agencies in other states, and we have acquired a very, very good reputation. I think that our mission is what has led us to this positive reputation. We serve the child first. You know, there are three parts. There are three parts to the triad of adoption. The child always comes first at Adoption Associates. Then there's the birth mother, the second part of the triad, and then the adoptive family. And we do our absolute best to serve all three of those pieces of the triad. The service that we provide. Our staff are, first of all, professional. They're educated people, but they are very professional. They are caring. They are courteous. They're thorough. They're very precise. And they meet people's needs head on. And I attribute our staff to the reason that AAI has done so well. But then overpowering all of that is simply the grace of God. As our mission reads, that we do adoption as to God's glory. And God has just been so gracious to this agency and has really helped to make us successful.
Mm. And I think you touched on this a little bit just there, Jane, about the staff. But, you know, maybe for someone who's listening, who's new to AAI or is just learning about who we are as an agency, what would you want that listener or the adoption community to know about the staff that really is the heart of Adoption Associates.
You're right. They really are the heart of the agency. And when I look back over the 25 years that I was there, I can tell you that we hired only the best. I was very, very fussy and picky, if I can say, about who we hired. We screened them very carefully. We interviewed multiple times before we offered anybody a job. This staff that we have and had over the years were truly caring individuals, and they gave way more than what was required in terms of their time. And their hearts were in it, and that's how you make an agency successful. In addition to that, my staff was extremely supportive of me. And that meant so much to me, and it gave me the boost that I needed when things were slow, and we were in it together.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that has always been very apparent. How do you feel, Jane, about what you accomplished during your tenure and your feelings about where Adoption Associates is today as an agency?
Well, when I think back over the 25 years, I am just so grateful for the opportunity that I had to work in a field where children were given families. There are millions of children worldwide who have no parents. And for us to be able to have the opportunity to find families, to find parents for some of those children is just so very, very rewarding. We were able to give them a life that they could never have had otherwise. So I left the agency a year and a half ago feeling very good about my career. Yes, it had its ups and downs. It had its very difficult times, but it also had very exciting times. And after that economic downturn from about 2008 to, let's say, 2012, as things began to improve again, slowly but yet gradually, and I was able to leave in 2016 then feeling like we have this agency back on track. And that was a good feeling to be able to leave it to the next executive director, knowing that at that point things were going well and domestic was beginning to improve. So, you know, when I think about what was the greatest accomplishment, over 5,000 children had been placed since we opened the agency in 1999. And that is just an awesome number. And not only those kids that we help, but we also help those birth mothers and those adoptive families to become parents.
Most definitely. Most definitely. So when you think about your hopes for the future, obviously, personally, you're now in retirement and you've got a whole new set of goals that you're achieving in that regard, but you obviously have remained very connected to Adoption Associates, and I'd like to hear what your hopes are for the future of the agency.
Well, yes, I am staying connected, and that's been exciting for me. I can kind of have the best of both worlds here. But my major hope for the agency is that they will continue to grow and to thrive. Because the more children that we can place into good, loving, stable homes, the better off we are. We're just so excited to be able to find families for those kids. So my hope And my prayer for Adoption Associates is that they will continue to be able to provide more and more homes for children. And, of course, I'm hoping beyond hope that International someday may be able to open up again. But because of all those children, they're just really on my heart, and it's just devastating to think of what may happen to them if they are not able to be placed into adoptive homes. So, that is something that I continue to ask God for.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Jane. And, you know, your hard work has affected thousands of lives, many of whom you never even knew. And the staff of this agency, Adoption Associates, continue to work day in and day out toward the cause of adoption, and your legacy within our organization remains very strong. So thank you, Jane, for your years of service and obviously very much for today.
Well, you're welcome, and I thank you for your kind words. Be assured that you have my support and my prayers always.
And for those of you that are listening today to Adoption Focus and are interested in learning more about Adoption Associates or connecting with our agency, we would love to hear from you at 800-677-2367. You can also connect with us on the web or Facebook. The web address would be adoptionassociates.net. And we do hope that you continue to tune in Tuesdays at 11 for more new, fresh topics on adoption to listen, learn, and grow together. We do appreciate you today. And for now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope that you all have a great day. Bye-bye.